This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Padres wrap up their opening homestand this afternoon here on 97.3 The Fan. 1:10 first pitch against the San Francisco Giants, 12:10 pregame show. We are going to be talking to Padres starting pitcher Joe Musgrove right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Long pause here again on 0-2. The pitch to Walker, swung on and missed. That is a strikeout, and Joe Musgrove's first officially as a San Diego Padre.
Well, that first start went fairly well, at least in my humble opinion. And joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is Padres starting pitcher Joe Musgrove. It's always great to have you on the show, Joe, but it's fun to have you now on as an actual Padres starting pitcher in season. How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's official, man. I'm doing well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. What a you probably couldn't have drawn that one up any better than last Saturday night, Joe. The fans obviously behind you 100% back in the hometown. The whole thing, it was pretty storybook, wasn't it? I was wondering.
Get some early offense.
Yeah, get some early offense. I was thinking to myself, well, this guy's pitched in the big, on the biggest stage that you could possibly have. Any similar jitters? Were you in that blackout phase of I don't remember the first inning? How did it go for you?
No, I remember it all pretty well, actually. There was a lot of hype and a lot of expectation coming into this start and just a lot of, internal pressure that you feel from, wanting to impress your friends and family and, make a good, a good opening statement for the new team that you're with. And I feel like anybody gets those nerves and that anxiousness leading up to your first start of the season. But I think it's a little more so with this one because it's my hometown as well.
Now, Joe, you did well last year in the shortened season without any fans, but how did it feel to be back in front of people? Does that change anything, give you more energy, just change kind of how you have to modify your excitement and keep yourself on the same level?
Absolutely, man. And that's something I'm putting a lot of focus into this season. Something I thought about a lot over the offseason and, kind of found a little way for me to manage that stuff. But it's going to be different this year in front of crowds again. We're going to Texas now where it'll be full capacity, so that'll be louder than anything we've heard in quite some time. And we're professionals. We've everyone's played in this environment at some point. But it doesn't make it easy. It's never easy. So you have to control those things. And something that I worked on a lot this off season was, being able to control my emotion on the mound and still have that intensity and, that fire and the passion that I pitch with and that I feel like makes me successful without letting that overwhelm me and, get me caught up in the moment. So, I think part of the routine for me now that has really helped is
what? Did you just put us on hold?
What? What was that?
And there he's going.
Lost him.
All right. Well,
I thought somebody put mushrooms or something in my.
I'll call him back. Oh my God!
That was an interesting.
What in the
interesting stop down on that interview?
I've never heard if somebody hangs up or disconnects.
I mean, it wasn't one of those cell phone connections.
So he goes, I've really been working on this in the off season, right into a song. I'm like, are you playing us your new piano concerto that you've written to help soothe you? I don't understand what that was.
Paulie, can you pull that just so we can just play
I
that
revisit
again?
It. Maybe
we're going to have to revisit that.
You guys there?
Yeah.
I don't know what I do. I don't know how long I was talking to myself. But.
Do you want
to
hear?
Yeah, let's just, listen to what happened. Listen to this. This is amazing. Epic moment on our show.
Oh, my God.
You know, get me caught up in the moment. So, you know, I think part of the routine for me now that has really helped is. I started playing.
Yeah, what is that? I was like, did you put us on hold?
Are you playing piano?
Dude.
Oh, so he started to play piano.
You guys hang at the cliffhanger.
Oh my God! That was now that's the second time we had your manager Jace Tingler on opening day, and he's like, yeah, and today starting in center field is, and it just goes, and we're like, wait, what is going on?
It's funny, man.
People are now tweeting in asking if it was a bit. It's not a bit. That was not a bit. We
couldn't have planned that if we tried. If we had 12 hours,
that was fantastic. Well, I'm a touch.
Well, I guess where I was getting with that is just that, you know, you know, trying to put myself through scenarios before we actually get on the field and you're in the moment doing it. You know, laying in bed the night before the start, I try to run through every possible scenario of what it might be like, good and bad, you know, how I'm going to feel if I'm dominating through four or five, or how I'm going to feel if I get, you know, bases loaded jam in the first, and how I'm going to be able to, you know, manage the emotion and the intensity and control those situations. And I feel like going through those things, it relieves a little bit of stress because, you know, you somewhat remove some of the unknown of trying to run through every situation. But it also gives you a chance to feel like you're mentally putting yourself in that mind state that you're going to be in, you know, the following night. So that stuff's really helped me out.
We are talking to Padres starting pitcher and maybe local musician Joe Musgrove here on Ben and Woods this morning. How do you we were kind of joking the other day. Ben said something. Oh, you know, Snell now is there. He's charting pitches like they used to back in the 80s when I would watch baseball. What is your responsibility now as the starting pitcher for the next day?
Well, it depends. I mean, everyone's got their own routine and things that they rely on to help them prepare for a start. When it comes to me watching a game, it depends on where you're at in the rotation. You know, if you're the first guy facing the team, you know, in a four-game set, if you're the first guy out there, you have to kind of rely on the video that you've seen and, you know, what they've done. And I'm big on looking at the last 10 to 15 at-bats. You know, I feel like that's the most recent. That's going to give me the best feedback as to what they're doing right now and what they're struggling with right now. But if you get to throw game three of a three-game series and watch two of your starters go before, you know, not only do you get to watch and see, you know, what weapons work against these guys and maybe you can see some of their approaches, but you can also pitch off of that. You know, when I got a guy like Blake throwing before me, even though it's come from the left side, it's a lot of fastballs. It's, you know, upper 90s with power slider, you know, all these, you know, hard pitches. So when I come in the following day, that allows me to maybe spin the ball a little bit more or kind of work backwards. And, you know, I've been really just watching the flow of the game and watching how your guys are pitching these guys and getting some of the reactions, which guys are aggressive with runners in scoring position, which guys are – I watch a lot of the base runners – see if I can pick up little ticks on what they're doing different when they're stealing a bag as opposed to not stealing. You know, anything you can do to get a little edge for the day you're going to be out there.
You know, in baseball, when an offense is in a groove, there's always that keep the line moving sort of feel, like one guy to the next guy to the next guy, and they feed off each other. Padres pitching staff right now, you go back just through the last trip through rotation, two earned runs, no earned runs, two earned runs, three earned runs, one earned run. And the bullpen has been just absolutely fantastic, Joe. Are you starting to feel that already kind of early in the season, that there's a real, like, hey, we've got something good going here, let's keep it going?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of view it somewhat as you're only as good as your weakest link, you know, and everyone's pushing each other. You know, we understand that a single performance is good for a game, but we need to have a solid rotation of pitchers where we feel like any night that we go out there, we've got a good chance to win a game. So there's constant encouragement. You know, we're watching each other's pins and offering advice where it can be given. You know, every time after I start, I always grab Paddock and run through my game plan and what I was trying to do and what I saw so that he has a good idea of what he can do and what he can go to the following night. I think it's just things like that, you know, relying on each other and trusting each other and, you know, not being afraid to learn a little bit or, you know, admit that you might need some help or, you know, that you might not know everything. I think that's one of the biggest things a lot of people, and myself included, at a younger age, you know, I was a little bit embarrassed, or I don't know if that's the right word, but I didn't want to ask guys for help. I wanted people to think that I was a professional and that I knew what I was doing and that I didn't need help from anybody, that I had it all figured out. And You know, as soon as I put that ego down and I started asking questions and diving into my teammates that had much more experience in this game, that's when my game really started elevating, you know, because you can do as much scouting as you want, as much work in the gym and the weight room and training room, but ultimately experience trumps everything in this game. And we've got guys in this clubhouse with tons of experience. So I think we just got to be willing to you know, let our egos go and ask some questions and you know, not be afraid to get some help.
That's great. And that you mentioned that the last time we had you on, you know, about not being afraid to ask for help. It's such an important part of anyone's growth, much less a, you know, starting pitcher in the big leagues. And you know, you just mentioned Chris Paddock is a guy you grab after your starts. You know, we watched his start the other day. It seems like sometimes bad luck just plays such a part in baseball that it's hard to get around it sometimes. What are you seeing out of him? And what are you guys working on together? Are you showing him maybe the ropes a little bit? I know there's plenty of guys around the clubhouse with tons of experience. You got a very experienced pitching coach as well, Joe. But the fact that you guys are kind of rotation mates, if you will, how much are you guys working together?
A lot. You know, I was lockered up next to Patty in spring. I'm lockered up next to him here. He reminds me a lot of myself at the spot he's at in his career. You know, no one will ever have to tell that guy to work hard. You know, he's always looking for something to do to get better. And he's got really good stuff. I think once he can develop, you know, a quality breaking ball that he can get over for strikes and he can throw at any time in the count, I think his arsenal is really going to open up. He's already got the devastating changeup. The fastball at the top of the zone plays really, really well. I think if he had a curveball that he felt confident and comfortable with enough to get it over early in the count for strikes, you know, challenge some of the lefties as put away pitches, I think that'll open up his arsenal. I think sometimes when he falls into the trouble of getting behind in the count to hitters, I think hitters will eventually start sitting on that changeup, knowing that that's his go-to weapon. And, you know, even though they sit on it, he still has tons of success with it, but I think it'll be even more successful when you get that breaking ball going. So that's something that we worked on in spring a lot was I showed him some of the drills that really helped me, you know, dial in the feelings that I wanted to feel with my breaking ball and put me in good positions, you know, and working on the rotation of the ball and just the spin itself and not so much how nasty the break is and the shape. You know, you want to have a good breaking ball, you got to know how you want the ball to look, how you want the shape of the pitch. Once you know the shape of the pitch, you got to ask yourself, how does the ball need to spin to get that shape? So you kind of work backwards from, you know, the end result back to the starting point, and you develop little drills that'll help you, you know, reinforce those motions and those patterns and those wrist positions that you need. So that's something that we've worked on, and he's awesome about wanting to get better and wanting to ask questions. And, you know, I've learned a lot from him over the past couple of weeks, just, you know, sharing stories and, you know, experiences and routine stuff. So I think he's in a really good spot right now, and he's got tons of guys in this clubhouse that he can look to, you know, to ask for some help. So,
man, that is, like, beyond fascinating insight. It really is. And I think, you know, everybody's like, oh, you should see my knuckleball in the backyard. I can throw a knuckleball. It's a whole different thing when you get on the mound in the big leagues and there's, you know, $20 million players trying to hit, you know, trying to take you yard right every time. It's a different thing busting out a new pitch. How hard is it to learn a new pitch, B, have the confidence and, you know, the stones, I guess, to go out and throw it in a real live game?
Yeah, that's really all it is, man. You know, as pitchers, something that we always say to each other is, you know, the wrong pitch thrown with conviction is better than the right pitch thrown without it. You know, so your confidence and your trust in your own pitches that you're throwing out there will trump anything. You know, if you believe it and you're convicted in it and you have everything going into the execution of that pitch, it's probably going to be better than the pitch that the paper might say is best to throw, but you don't really have a whole lot of confidence in landing it. So I think it just comes with experience. You know, I mean, you drill it in workouts and you work on it and you're catch play and stuff, and eventually it'll get to the point where you feel consistent with it enough to be comfortable trying it out in the game. And I think spring training is the perfect time to do it, and we did work on it a lot in spring. You know, but this game's hard, man, so it's not as easy as, you know, you get it one day in workouts and it's going to stick with you forever. It's something that you got to continue to work on, and it's something that he's continued to work on, and he's shown really good, you know, spurts of it. It's just been a little bit inconsistent for him. And I think that's what, you know, when you go out there to pitch, do whatever you got to do to get guys out. If he's got to throw 80 changeups in an outing, he'll do it to get, you know, to get himself a win. You know, that's the ultimate goal. But I think the more he throws it in game and challenges himself, and I think the catchers will be important in picking the right situations and the right spots. You know, I've always, you know, found the easiest way to get that going is find the guys in the lineup that, you know, aren't very aggressive on first pitches, and that's your opportunity to try to land that first pitch curveball and get a strike. It's a count where you're not relying on it to get you an out. It's a count where you have, you know, a good percentage of the guy not offering at it, so you can kind of try to find that spin and find the feel for that pitch. So that's kind of how I worked it into my game. And then the more I started throwing it, the more uncomfortable I got, the more comfortable I got with it. And, you know, really learning where I need to start the pitch so that it presents as a strike and ends up out of the zone. You know, those are all things that you can only really get a good feel for when you have the game intensity and all that stuff when you're out there. So,
really good stuff from Joe Musgrove this morning. Joe, I got a couple quick things before we let you go. You mentioned going to Texas for your next start on Friday. Full crowds they've got going there. What that's going to be like, you obviously know that after that, assuming, you know, normal rotation course, going back to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and your feelings about facing your former team coming up here next week, possibly.
I'm excited, man. I got a lot of insight on those guys. I watched them for quite a few years now, so but they got the same dirt on me, so I'm sure their analytic guys that were running my pitching rotation or my pitching arsenal are giving them some notes. So, but it's going to be fun, man. I'm super excited. I love those dudes over there. You know, Shelton's an awesome guy, Oscar Marine, the entire staff. But those guys are my good buddies, man. All those players, I, you know, had a lot of good times with those guys. And I look forward to competing, you know, against them on the other side. It'll be some smiles and some trash talk going, but it'll be a good time.
And then I have to ask, because I believe today after the game is your first team flight, right, with the Padres? What's that like?
Yeah.
What's that like to go on the team plane and be with all the guys?
It's the coolest thing ever, man. It's probably one of the coolest perks of being in the big leagues. Just those show flights where, you know, you don't have to do a single thing from when you leave the clubhouse to you get to the hotel. All your bags are moved for you. You walk on the plane, they'll have some Chick-fil-A waiting for you as an appetizer. You got meals going in the air. All the luggage racks above are filled with snacks and drinks, and there's a poker game or two going on in the back. There's some music playing. Just imagine like a party bus in the sky.
I hate you guys, man. I'm so mad right now. I'm so mad.
Those flights are only as enjoyable if you get the getaway day win. So
that's true. And then that flight home after like a loss has got to be the worst.
You gotta like having Blake Snell on the mound then if that's the pressure to do that to deliver today. So
yeah, man, especially when you got that long 5.5 across country.
Yeah,
be a lonely flight.
Joe, and we appreciate it as always. Good luck on this road trip coming up. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, good talking with you guys.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Musgrove on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad.
Oh, yes!
Find new roads.
Right at the end.
I was just so excited about that interview. There was insight. There was humor. There was a random musical interlude.
That was
that interview had everything.
Had everything you could want.
It had the best description of a team flight I've ever heard. Yeah, ever.
You know, I think part of the routine for me now that has really helped is
what routine is that? I swear I thought he was doing a bit. I have never heard that.
Did Joe just put us on hold?
What? What was that?
Yeah, there he's going. I
never heard that.
No,
I've never heard, hey, can you guys hold on for one sec? And then you get some, like, elevator music or whatever.
That's how he relaxes before the game.
That's what I thought. I was like, hey, guys, so I've been working on something. Ready?
Here it is.
Bro, my heart stopped. I was like, is my computer turned on?
Oh, my God. That was...
So where in the F is that coming from?
Maybe at some point we can do a nice, clean interview with a San Diego Padre. That would be great.
What's in the air down there at Petco Park?
Yeah, what is going on down there?
For the love of God.
That was awesome.
Those cell signal blockers
something.
Around Petco Park or something that are messing with our show. Woo! All right, we have reached the end of the day. That was quick on a Wednesday. We will have a day baseball for you coming up at 1:10 today, 12:10 pregame show. Coach John Quintero is coming up momentarily. First, though, it's time for another Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is COOL. Text COOL to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. All right, going for a winning series. and a 5-2 homestand. Looking forward to it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 to break it all down. For Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins right here on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great one.